Welcome to episode 24 of the podcast. I'm going to play an interview I did with former Maysville Bulldogs football coach Tom Becker back in 2013. I plan on having some former Maysville football players on the podcast in the coming months, and I thought it would be good to post the interview with Coach Becker before talking to his former players.
Coach Becker, you and I talked a few years ago. I did an interview with you for a newspaper article I did, but let's kind of go back. You played for Coach Bradshaw, the then 30 at UK, then came to Maysville. Just take us back to your college days a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's right. I was actually a freshman when the Thin 30 group was up there. That was 1962, and so technically, I mean, we were on the team, but freshmen weren't eligible for varsity competition in college at that time. So, that was when I left Kentucky after my playing days were up over there. I came to Maysville. Earl Jones was a superintendent, and we were actually starting the football program for Maysville. Maysville didn't have a football program at that time. So we came up there with a fellow, Homer Goins, who went over to Paris and is retired from Paris schools and so forth. He and I came up there, and we started the football program at Maysville and was there for 5 years. And we really enjoyed it. It was we don't get back there very often, but we still remember a lot of the people that we met. It's a great sports town, a lot of UK fans up there, and two of my three children were born there, and they were fun days. I wouldn't call it a regret, but you know, I was a football coach trying to start a football program in a basketball crazy community, and we felt like if we could get some athletes out, that would have helped us. We couldn't get a lot of the athletes to play football. They were so into basketball and things like that. And so I decided if I was going to coach and so forth, we looked around and found Shelbyville, and it turned out to be a good move. We really like it here, and but we've got nothing but fond memories of Maysville and the people there, and even got a couple of the former students of mine that live right here in Shelbyville right now.
I know the 1968 season, Homer Goins and I have talked about it. Maysville and Paris played to 6-6 score, and Homer always was convinced that you scored what would have been a game-winning conversion, but the officials saw it otherwise.
Well, Homer's got a better memory than I do. I know that first year we only played, that first year we were up there, we only played 7 games, but we were 5-2, and one of those losses was to Mount Sterling, who was a Class A power back in those days. And and then after that second year, Homer went over to Paris and took over as their head coach, and then I continued on for the next 3 years.
We have a mutual friend in Tom Duncan, and he told me the story about him taking you to Oneida to see his old place. Talk about that a little bit, because it turned out to be an adventure.
Well, the adventure was just getting there. I mean, he took me on roads going through Kentucky to get, he knew a shortcut to Oneida, Tennessee, and we went down through southern Kentucky into Tennessee, and I thought I'd been in, went to another country, but Tom is just a super fella. He loves football like I do, and that little community that he's from in Tennessee is a football community. So over the years, he and I, and I think Bill Murphy and Dr. Tennery, we had some great times together. When it came to football, they were our cheerleaders, so to speak, just a fine young man.
I know, kind of a small world. You ended up being a neighbor with Tom Kramer, who was the basketball coach here, and then ended up at Shelby County.
Well, Tom and I, I came there in 67, and Tom came from Beechwood in 68, so we actually spent 4 years together, and he was starting his family, and my family, we were getting started, and so our kids were born there, and then I come up here to Shelbyville, and 3 years later, when the Shelbyville and Shelby County schools merged, 1975, they go over to Danville, Kentucky, where he was at the time, and they hire him as their new basketball coach. So we got reunited that way, and we were together at Shelby County from 75. I think Tom resigned there. I think it was sometime middle to late 80s. He was getting, he'd gotten some years and wanted to be a principal, and so he left Shelby County then. But he still lives here, and he's doing fine. His kids are grown, and like myself, we're raising grandkids and watching them play and do all kinds of things, and still good friends.
And you had great success at Shelby County, state runner-up in 76-77, then you won the state championship in 4A in 87. What about that team?
Well, you know, there's some similarities there between that team and this bunch because it all happened in the same year, but we played Boone County about the sixth or seventh game of that season. And, I mean, they beat us 28-0, and that the score doesn't indicate how bad they beat us. They beat us up physically and everything. And so then our kids, we were all juniors that year, but our kids were improving with each game. And then when we got to the playoffs, we hit a hot streak, and we won three straight playoff games. And so we're lined up to play Boone County for the championship. And I think Boone County kind of thought it was going to be like the season game, and our kids, you know, we had played them once. We knew what to expect, and our kids were ready for them this time, and we were able to pull out a 17-14 win, and that was a great win for Shelby County, and we still remember that game very well.
Then you had another runner-up finish in 93, so there's a great football tradition in Shelby County, and Collins just now able to build on that as well.
That's right. We, like you said, 10 or 12 of the kids that I coached at Shelby County, their kids are playing on this Collins team, and most of those are part of, you know, that senior class that we have this year. I think there's about 8 or 9 of the 16 seniors whose fathers all played football for Shelby County.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Good to talk to you, and I enjoyed your reminiscing about your days here in Maysville.
Well, you've got a nice community there, and you got some great people, and I go into some of the names and whatever, and I'd leave some people out, but just a whole lot of people there that we met in those days that were very good to us when we were there. We were newlyweds starting a family, and it was my first job and my first teaching job, and a lot of the young people, we had a lot of young friends, and played a lot of golf out there at the country club, and it's just a super community. It was a lot of fun for us.
Thanks a lot. Good talking to you.
Okay, Dan, I appreciate it.
Former Maysville Bulldogs football coach Tom Becker. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Remember, you can get local sports updates by following me on Twitter at Danny E. Weddle and on my blog, courtsidewithdannyweddle.blogspot.com.